Today is October the 5th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew. Before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, the breath of life, compassionate, our defender and the exalted one. You are the fountain of living waters and the gospel of peace. You are our hope, and Lord, you are indescribable. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the keeper of our souls and the lamp unto our feet. You mend the broken, and you're never changing. You are over all, and you are precious in every way. You are the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be. You are the right now God, the sun and the shield, the trustworthy one, and the underwriter of all things. Lord, you are the victory we desire and the wonderful counselor. You're the example we need each and every day and the one we yield to. Oh Lord, you are the God of Zion, and we love you so. Thank you, Lord, so much. You are a holy God, and there is none like you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for what he says. Thank you for what he does, and help us to emulate him in the ways that you want us to. Plant a seed of joy in our lives today, and help it to be contagious as we worship you, glorify you, and look to you for all of our needs today in school. We thank you for all of this in the amazing name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the words of God. In fact, this year we call it just Jesus. And today's is a very short passage that he said. And I want to encourage you to look it up in a commentary. Because one thing that I have promised not to do is to comment, because I don't have those kind of credentials. But this one, I think you're going to want to look up. So I'm going to leave it at that, and let us go ahead and read the red letter words of Jesus today. What was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? One of the disciples that wanted to follow Jesus said to him, "Lord, let me first go and bury my father." And Jesus said, "The word of God, Matthew 8:22, follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." The word of God, Matthew 8:22. So you see, my friends, you have a little homework. You go check out the commentaries. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a portion of a beautiful song about Jesus. And today is from City of Light, and they call it Only a Holy God. Let's take a listen, and then I will read you the lyrics. Who else commands all the hosts of heaven? Who else could make every king bow down? Who else can whisper and darkness trembles? Only a holy God. What other beauty demands such praises? What other splendor outshines the sun? What other majesty rules with justice? Only a holy God. Come and behold him, the one and the only. Cry out, sing holy, forever a holy God. Come and worship the holy God. What other glory consumes like fire? What other power can raise the dead? What other name remains undefeated? Only a holy God. Who else can rescue me from my failing? Who else could offer his only son? Who else invites me to call him father? Only a holy God. Only my holy God. And that was A Holy God by City Alight. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to pray together. And we pray at precisely 1:16 p.m. Set your alarms, my friend. I know most of you have, but sometimes we just mean to and never do. So if you can pause this and set that alarm, that would be awesome. For today, we are going to be praying to display the joy of the Lord. We all know that is something very difficult to do at times in school. But with God, all things are possible. We pray at this most inconvenient time because it is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And it's just so refreshing to just stop right in the middle of the school day and thank the Lord for what he is doing. I look forward to praying with you today for the joy of the Lord at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 days is to read from Don Clark's devotional called Teacher Take Courage. And we have one more little episode in it, and then we'll start another series of his. So this one is called Courage to Dream. From Joel 2, verse 28 is the verse he chose, and it says, "Your old men will dream dreams." Rachel, an eighth grade history teacher, had a dream. She saw a hand-sized rock in the middle of a very shallow, yet powerful, swiftly moving stream. The rushing water was haphazardly pushing the rock downstream. She saw the Lord's hand reach down and draw the rock from the stream. The rock was now moving in a different direction, by a different power. The Lord carried the rock to his garden, where he set it down. The Lord then said to the rock, "Stop doing, just be. You are to serve no purpose but mine. Simply be where I have placed you." The rock soon learned it couldn't move as it once had in the stream. It accepted the fact that it had to be moved only by the Lord and no other power. Over a long period of time, God polished the rock with the rain and the wind of his spirit, and it became more beautiful than it had ever been before. The Lord then reached down, picked up the rock, cradled it lovingly in his hands, and transformed it into a loaf of bread. He broke the loaf into many small pieces and fed it to millions of hungry people until it was no more. Do you ever feel as if you're constantly being tumbled downstream by swiftly flowing currents that are beyond your control in education, in your personal life, and in the community? Does it ever seem as though your life as an educator, spouse, parent, and community member is moving at too high of a speed and needs to slow down? Do you believe many of the currents pushing and tumbling you are not the currents of God's Holy Spirit? As educators, the Lord wants to encourage us to stop and simply let him hold us, carry us, and move us to where he wants us to be. I believe the Lord is saying, "You cannot hear and obey me until you stop and be still." For the last 2 to 3 years, the Lord has convinced Rachel and instructed her to take a complete 24-hour Sabbath day of rest, which she now usually takes on Saturdays because she's so involved with her church on Sundays, which consists of 4 to 5 hours of work within the education and worship teams. Through this recent rock dream, the Lord has instructed Rachel to stop and rest in the Lord's presence 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. One cannot imagine what a challenge this directive has been amidst personal, professional, family, and church commitments and responsibilities. God is testing and challenging Rachel to focus her life more on her personal love relationship with him and to allow him to be truly the highest priority in her life, to give him the time they need to grow together. The Lord has lovingly shown Rachel that she has spiritual attention deficit disorder, SADD, and she believes many other educators are similarly affected. Many educators are addicted to and habituated to working constantly and serving others at high speed. Many of us are experiencing continuous nonstop flights through life. We walk, run, drive, and fly right past Jesus, who is holding out his nail-pierced hand saying, "Stop, slow down. I want to hold you, sing to you, and dance with you. I want to take you in a new direction." We can't obey him any more than an ADD or an ADHD student can obey us when we tell them, "Get to work, stay on task, raise your hand, stay in your seat, do your homework." Just like this growing number of students, we hear and know the instructions are being given. We just can't stop and focus long enough to do them. When you are away from school, stop to rest in God's presence. Read his word and pray every day. We all need to move in God's directions, no longer going our own way or the ways others are telling us to go. God is going to cure us of SADD and many other educators as well. If we educators cannot stop to hear and follow our teacher Jesus' directions, why should we expect any child to ever hear, obey, and follow us? As we educators are healed and delivered from SADD, that same healing and anointing will be passed to our students. The prayer. Lord, deliver us from SADD, spiritual attention deficit disorder, and make us GLAD, God-led and delivered. And that was our devotional written by Don Clark. And the final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Charles Swindoll. And he said, "Life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it." And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, you have a little homework. Go ahead and look up the commentaries on Matthew 8:22, which Jesus said, "Follow me and leave the dead to bury their own dead." Dear Father, Almighty God, help us to be followers of Jesus. Help us to have nothing before him, and help us to then exude with the joy that we need from the Lord to bless those around us today. We adore you, love you, and thank you for your help and your incredible interest in us. We love you, Lord, and ask this all in the beautiful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. So, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.